Bhakti Charu Maharaj was a spiritual seeker, and at a certain time he traveled to the Middle East and to Europe, to Germany, to broaden his understanding of the purpose and goal of life. It's interesting, due to the influence of the British in India and later of America and Germany, so much of what was valued by the Indian people was the materialistic advancement of the West. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he would sometimes say, people are trying to come from India to take what the West has, their material comforts and prosperity. But I have come to give the culture of India, the culture of pure devotional service, which is really at the heart of all religions everywhere. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj went to the West, and there he had a realization of the glories of the great treasures and gift of the spiritual culture of India. And he returned to India seeking a spiritual teacher. Sometimes Bhakti Charu Maharaj, on a personal level, would share with me that we were soul brothers, in a way, because at exactly the time, same time, in 1970, I was leaving the West, traveling overland to India to look for spiritual life. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj was traveling west for the same purpose. And of course, I don't remember or recall that we ever physically and personally met on that level, but we both had the same intention at the same time, and he was going west and I was going east, and ultimately he returned to the east. And being such a effulgent, intelligent, and sincere seeker of the truth, wherever he went, any spiritual teachers, they longed for a person like this. So he traveled for some years, reading books, meeting different gurus and sages and yogis. And at a certain time, he was given the Nectar of Devotion, a book by Srila Rupa Goswami that was translated in summary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would often tell us that I am in my books. In fact, Srila Prabhupada would give more emphasis to being with him in his books than he would in Vapu, in physical proximity. One time, just to illustrate this, and I think it was in Calcutta, devotees were saying how much they wanted to be with Prabhupada close. And Prabhupada said, who is the closest person to me at this moment? And nobody said anything, and there was a fly on his body, and he said, he's the closest. But what is his benefit? There's certainly benefit. But the idea is, in pleasing our guru, that's where we really have an intimate relationship. Prabhupada said, this fly is closest, but simply causing me disturbance. When Srila Prabhupada said, I'm in his books, I'm in the heart of a devotee who's serving my mission, that's an eternal teaching. And time and geography can never limit that. So when Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was reading Nectar of Devotion, he was reading with such eagerness, with such appreciation, and with such faith, that directly Srila Prabhupada was personally speaking to him through each word, as Srila Prabhupada could speak to each and every one of us if we follow in the footsteps of great souls like Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. He accepted Prabhupada as his guru by reading this book. And he tells, Maharaj tells, that just after reading the book, he had a wonderful dream of Srila Prabhupada. And we don't believe it was a dream. We believed it was a divine vision where Srila Prabhupada actually came to him. And at that time, he surrendered his body, mind, words, and life to Srila Prabhupada as his guru. He went to Mayapur, and he was so eager to meet Srila Prabhupada. And with all the devotees there in Calcutta and Mayapur, he was engaged in very menial services. He was engaged in hard work, but everything was divine. In devotional service, the particular thing we do is not what is high or low. It is our intention. King Prataparudra sweeping the street was the highest thing he ever did. Ishwarapuri cleaning the urine and stool from his guru's body was the highest thing because it pleased the Lord. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj, like so many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, was so grateful for the opportunity to offer any service. There was no wealth in the world that could compare.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.